Tom Petty's Free Fallin' in 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. It's time for your Daily Dish Wednesday edition here on the Best Mix of the Morning Show. And it really does sound like Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are making a last-ditch effort to save their marriage. You probably heard that Kanye was seen shepherding the family onto a private jet this week. According to TMZ, he and Kim and the kids are holed up on a private island with the emphasis on private. Apparently, there's no way for paparazzi to get near them. The estate they're on is described as a fortress. Unsurprisingly, there's no word on how the reconciliation talks are going. August started pretty rough for Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown. Her boyfriend left Millie, and then her dog died. Millie revealed at the start of the year that she was dating British rugby player Joseph Robinson. However, they had to split. Their careers were pulling them apart. He competes in London while Millie has obligations in L.A. They've deleted photos of one another at Instagram. Comedian Tiffany Haddish finally confirmed she's dating rapper Common. Though it's been clear for months that the two were an item, this week she called it the best relationship I've ever been in. She declared her love for Common when she joined Steve-O's Wild Ride podcast. Haddish said, quote, "I've lost 20 pounds since I've been in this relationship. I feel more confident in me, knowing that I got somebody that cares about me. I love him." The couple got together before the pandemic, then chose to quarantine together. Haddish played coy for months and refused to directly answer questions about their relationship. Brandy is hinting that a Moesha reboot might be in the works. She says she's in discussions with the right people to make the show happen. And speaking of shows, Chip and Joanna Gaines have confirmed that Fixer Upper, formerly on HDTV, is headed back to TV in the year 2021 and is not going away. The show will re-premiere on their own Magnolia Network, which will premiere later this year, replacing the DIY Network on cable. And that is your Daily Dish for today with 98.3 The Coast.